Y'all, everybody in this room has a Republican or a candidate that they quite simply just, they don't like. I know there's a few in here that don't like me, and that's okay too. It's not gonna stop what we do, we're not gonna stop trying. Let me talk about a couple of things, so like, if you don't like these candidates, and you take your ball and you go, you bury your head in the sand, let me let you in on a little bit of a secret. I don't think you're probably gonna do my head. You're the runner. If you guys don't stay a part of this party, you're all the runners. Now, Rhino is somebody, as Greg Martin says, wants our platform, but doesn't want to do the work to help the movement succeed. We're all here because we believe that Republicans have a superior value, not Democrats. We need to agree with that. One of the greatest things about being a Republican is that I don't have to agree with you 100% of the time. We can still be friends. We can work together for our common goals. We can still help each other and try and affect positive change in the lives of all of our residents, not just the ones we agree with politically. If you are in politics for any other reason than to help people, let me assure you, you are here the wrong way. I know Jason Jumping doesn't preach at church because he only wants Republicans to convert. He believes in the will of the Lord, and I believe in the will of the people in this room, and that's why we're here. If I disagree with you on an issue or a candidate, that's all right. Y'all, I got a job and a family and a responsibility to help Republicans succeed together. That's partially why I don't have social media. I don't have time for these many more warriors that are too involved in their own self-pity to come back out and actually help people and affect positive change. Y'all, we're in a relationship business here. This club is successful because of its community involved. That's why it has always been a great club. Y'all, a lot of you know my story. And I don't want to go too far into Meat Love today because y'all are tired of hearing about the woe of me. I've learned that nobody ever gets anywhere on their own. None of you in this room have succeeded without friends, without your family, or without somebody just believing in what you believe in. I believe that we're here to help people to do what's right when it's right. That's it. It's very simple. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. You guys have heard me talk about it. I don't believe in the race to the right. I believe that we're all red and we're all Republicans, the same way Newt Gingrich did in 1994 with the Contract for America. One of my heroes in this state has always been Lamar Alexander. Senator Alexander said something that really hit me. Republicans are most successful when they drive down the middle of the right lane. Too far to the left, they drive head-on into oncoming progressive traffic. But too far to the right, they run this movement into the ditch. Demographics in this state are changing, y'all. We've got to protect our majority by growing our businesses. That doesn't mean painting on our principles of small government, low taxes, and the promise to treat your neighbor right. It simply means finding a new way for us to get the message out to folks that haven't had the chance to learn that our conservative values are far and away the superior message. Y'all, if we don't stand together, I promise you we'll fall apart. Democrats and naysayers are laughing at us and fighting each other publicly. All we're doing is making their job easier and making our job harder. If we don't return to issue-based politics, we're going to suffer the same fate as the Democrats did before we took control of this state. And newsflash, y'all, we didn't always have supermajorities. In my voting lifetime, we were in the majority. We weren't just there for a few years. I'm bad at math, my wife will tell you that. But decade upon decade upon decade, back to the 19th century, says the Democrat Party is in charge of the states. It's incumbent upon us going forward to make sure that doesn't happen. And it's not again by sacrificing our values, it's by reaching a new group. I realize our last election had some really close races, and there's some feelings that are hurt. These things happen in close elections. But let me assure you of one more thing. If you leave after a loss, and we splinter because of personal vendettas, you won't have the opportunity to come back and win next time because quite simply we will be in the majority. Remember this, hurting good Republicans only hurts you because less people trust our leader. Remember this also, close elections make tougher candidates for the next cycle. So if you were on the opposite, pick it up, get back to work, and realize that you've got a better perspective than before. Our elections in Tennessee and in Hamilton County have always been the model for how elections needed to go in this country. Most of y'all in this room even personally know people at the election commission. Y'all know these people are good people. I think the world of Scott, they're great at their job, and I take great offense at people who spout off to the contrary. Our election commission is an example of the way we need to do business. Y'all, I hate finishing second. It's awful. But I promise you, when it does happen on now more rare occasion, I don't whine, I don't complain. I pick myself up, dust myself off, and I make damn sure it doesn't happen again. Let me say this, and I realize that some people get upset, but this is just the way it is. All these crossover votes that happened in this last cycle, y'all, according to the TCA code, I don't know if anybody read this, but it's told the Republican ballot in the state of Tennessee to pledge your allegiance to the Republican Party and all of its values. So quite honestly, I would like to thank Chris Anderson for saying that he is a member of the Republican Party after being a DNC member or whatever it was around here. Thanks, we appreciate it. But look, y'all, something that's even deeper than this, and part of my job is going forward, I got this my little picture of what Republicans are going to need here, what I think they need. Not every single one of these votes that were non-traditional voters were Democrats or just people that had voted in the Republican primary before. Some of these people probably did want to vote in the Republican primary for the first time, believing that we had a stronger message and a stronger candidate. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But let me tell you this. If we go back and invalidate this and take these votes away from these people, the odds of us ever getting them back again are slim and not as slim as right now. I can assure you, if I was one of those people, I wouldn't pull a Republican ballot again. We're here to grow our party, not shrink it. Y'all, sounded the alarm bell for months. Here's your chance to put your money where your mouth is. Support all Republicans. Our job is to defeat Democrats. That's it. Not ourselves. If you're upset about the crossover votes, lobby your legislature. Get them to advocate for closed primaries if that's what you believe in. Or what I like even more than that, go tell 5 or 10 of your friends that our message is the way forward. Get them out to the polls so these crossover votes or whatever you want to call them, non-traditional, don't have as much say going forward. Now, we have a lot of Republicans voting. We can have a lot more Republicans voting for simply because of the things that we say and we talk about. As I've said, y'all know I don't like long speeches. I like them about as much as I like communism. So I'm about ladies and gentlemen, I believe in this party and the people that make it up. From East Brainerd to Nashville to state capital, Republicans exist within a structure to help them grow. We'd love to have you on our team as we finally have the chance not to show why an individual Republican is better than another, but why all Republicans are better than Democrats. Thank you for your time. I'll take a couple of questions and then y'all pledge I'll get back to this.
The Democrats supposedly voted.
Yes, ma'am. So we have open primaries.
Can you repeat the questions?
She asked if Democrats or crossovers or non-traditionals or whatever you want to label them, we all know what we're talking about, if they hold a Republican ballot and pull a different ballot in August. Well, first off, we have open primaries and all our polls are valid this year. In the general election, you can't pull a Republican or primary ballot or a Democrat primary ballot, you can only pull a general ballot. So, yeah, there's nothing to stop people from doing that. Can go over to the Democrat primary, they can come over and vote for us, but I'll tell you this. Coming in a couple of years, Mark and I were at the state SEC meeting a few weeks ago, and they passed a resolution that says if you pull a Democrat ballot starting in 2026, you will not be allowed to run for office as a Republican in the state of Tennessee. So the SEC is trying to work really hard to make it easier for Republicans to elect Republicans. They passed resolutions and sent them to the state legislature for the last few years. Now, those primaries got voted down a couple of years ago. But in short, to answer your question, there's nothing that stops anybody from crossing over.
Can I ask
you about it? Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
So if they pull the Republican, can they vote again in the Democrat?
Well, as I said, once the primary election is over, and our next election here is for general election for county races. So it's a general election ballot. But again, in a primary, you can vote Democrat one primary, Republican next. I don't know why God made me ever vote for a Democrat primary. I just haven't found the interest in doing that. I've been alive 18 years of voting time now, and it's just never occurred to me to pull the blue ballot. I think our idea is better. So I've never understood that, but some people do. If nothing else, I'll allow the women to get back to work, and I'm going to go sit quietly in the room. Thank y'all very much.